5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back in. It's this whole show powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here today. How about that? No Broncos. No Broncos players in the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to go through and talk about the first alternate or whatever. I'm not getting into it. Bottom, it is a popularity contest, because I will say Justin Simmons should have received some consideration there. Hell, Patrick Surtain, to be real honest with you, should have received some real consideration there, even as a rookie. Javonte Williams, you have to compare him and the other, I suppose, the rest of the running backs in the AFC. But it is a popularity contest. I've never liked the Pro Bowl because I've never liked the way that we do this thing, because I don't think anybody really wants to play the games. So then you get to the alternate, and then the Super Bowl guys don't have it. So I've always just kind of liked, just say who's the first Pro Bowl, who's a Pro Bowl running back, who's the Pro Bowl quarterback. You know, that's one thing that bothers me about the awards at the NFL. They don't mean anything, because there's, on any given year, there can be five quarterbacks in the AFC that are considered Pro Bowlers. I can't think of who was the Cleveland Brown player years ago. Oh, they've gone through so many quarterbacks. I can't think of his name, but he was a Pro Bowler, and he wasn't very good. It's just like five guys in front of him didn't want to go or couldn't go or whatever. So I've just never really liked it. But when you look at as far as the yards and stuff as a running back goes, should Javonte Williams have been considered? Probably not, because you do have Jonathan Taylor, Joe Mixon. Was it Nick Chubb? I'm trying to think of. Well, obviously Derrick Henry. He could have. You know, he played in eight games and he had 937 yards. That guy was on his way to doing another 2,000-yard season.
I hate it when someone who's not eligible for the Pro Bowl gets into the Pro Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
Like they've been injured since week six.
That's what I'm saying, is this a joke? They need to tighten this up. It needs to just, what I wish they would do is just flat out, and don't have the games. Okay, if they're losing the almighty dollar on it, the NFL's going to fight you there. But I've always been of the mindset, best quarterback in the league. That's it. That's the Pro Bowler. They kind of do those awards, but we don't really talk about them. We talk about the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl means I'm going to take the best 11. No game. I just want the best 11 on each side. The best corner, okay, second best corner, because you typically do two, right? We're going to do a traditional 4-3 defense. Traditional 4-3 defense. Give me the best two corners, best two safeties, best linebackers, best linemen, just each position. Just that's how we narrow this thing down. Then it gets so muddled. And who's the best running back in the NFL? Jonathan Taylor? That's it. Cut it there. No game. Jonathan Taylor, Pro Bowl running back. Best running back in the league. But instead we get lost in this. I mean, Javonte Williams for a rookie, not bad. He's already in the top 10. But it is weird, too. He's still got three games left. You got three games left. You got a lot of activity still to go. But this just goes to show you more and more that this is more of a popularity contest. I mean, you're right. Dixon texting in. Oh, first off, nice text. First one. Hey, Brady, I know you guys are off tomorrow and next week. Happy holidays to you and all the hooligans from the Dixon family. See you in 2022. Thank you for that, my friend. Even though Dixon is the arch nemesis throughout the year, he, you know, at the end, it's like at the end of the day, we can still sit down and have a beer together and yell at each other. Texture here, all pro is the important word. Pro Bowl means nothing. Trevor Siemian was a freaking Pro Bowler. That's what I'm saying. Like, why does the NFL have to have the Pro Bowl and the all pro? Just all pro. Just, that's it. The game itself, all-star games are jokes anyway. And again, you're going to be hard-pressed to get them to eliminate them if they get any kind of money from them. You know, if it starts costing them money, then they'll eliminate it. But if they make money through ticket sales and advertisement and all that, they're going to roll with it.
When's the last time you've watched a Pro Bowl?
Oh, boy. When I was growing up, I used to like them. I kind of liked them because the idea, because free agency wasn't what it was in the 90s. Because the idea of, you know, Brett Favre being on the same field as Jerry Rice was kind of cool. You know, like that was, but nowadays we see that. We can easily, I mean, you can totally picture top wide receiver because it happens in free agency all the time. So the last time I sat and watched the Pro Bowl, I don't know, man. 10 years? I used to like the skills competition, but I don't even like that anymore. People just aren't into it.
I don't think I've voted for a Pro Bowl in almost 20 years. I realized at some point that I was just voting for Broncos, and I'm like, what's the point of me voting? I'm just voting for the same guys over and over again. It's not fair to everybody else. I should just not vote.
And how do you get how do you get to get more votes? You got to be on national TV more.
Yeah.
And you got to win on national TV. Well, the two times the Broncos were on national TV this year were against Case Keenum and the Browns on Thursday Night Football, and then against the Kansas City Chiefs. You got that it is a popularity contest in that regard. When it comes to defense, now stats are easier to look at on the offensive side. Defense, it's harder to, because you're not looking at Patrick Surtain. You're looking at guys that are getting picks and making a lot of play. Although he's had some. But you are looking at big playmakers. Playmakers get in the Pro Bowl. It's like the All-Star game in the NBA. It's going to be those guys that have a lot of, other than Joker. Joker's just so good, even though he doesn't have the pizzazz the NBA wants. He's too good to ignore. But, I mean, Simmons listed as He's listed as a first alternate for the 2022 Pro Bowl. I don't like that. It's just, this is it. But you're right. You don't need a Pro Bowl and an All-Pro. Just go All-Pro. We don't need the damn game. Be done.
An alternate just feels like first loser. It's like the one guy who couldn't get into college. Oh, someone got sick and couldn't make it there. Well, we're going to put you in college. There's your scholarship.
Right. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I wanted to go through this. I thought this would be fun to do today. New Year's resolutions for goals for these teams for the new year. You know, assuming their hopes and dreams don't pan out the way they want it to. I wanted to go through my personal New Year's resolutions for the teams that we follow here on the show. Because I'm not going to be here next week, so normally we'd be doing that right before New Year's, but I won't be here. So I wanted to go through that now. For the Broncos, making the playoffs is not a New Year's resolution. That's just something you can achieve. Obviously, new ownership, that's not a New Year's resolution. That's just something that's going to happen. My New Year's resolution for the Broncos is to stop settling for mediocrity. To demand more from what Broncos country is about. You guys were fine with Teddy Bridgewater. Why? He's average. And my whole argument all the time with Drew Lock and Teddy Bones was you still might not know who Drew is. Give him a shot. If not, fine. I am more of the mindset you strive for greatness. You try. And if it doesn't succeed, then you move on. And that's what Drew Lock would have been this year. If he wouldn't have succeeded and he would have had bad numbers again this year, then you move on. You already know for a fact that Teddy Bridgewater was average. But we were fine with that. You guys were fine with that. A lot of the Broncos country was fine with that. Stop settling for that. You have a chance now with George Payton to get this team to great. You have a good defense. You have a good run game. So if Drew Lock does not absolutely light it up in these next three games, and I'm telling you, I'm putting my standards for Drew Lock in these next three games are high because I'm saying if he meets them, I give him a shot next year. If he comes close but doesn't meet them, I'm moving on. That means I want to see three wins. That is the standard. That is the only way I can see Drew Lock doing this. And yes, that means maybe beating a tough Chargers team. Maybe beating a tough, well, a Chiefs team that's either playing for something or still might be all right. I don't know. Those are my standards. And if you can't live up to them, I'm moving right the hell on. Teddy, I'm sorry. Sorry you're hurt. I'm moving on from you, though. You did not meet my standards. This is John Elway country. This is Peyton Manning country. This is Jake Plummer country, for crying out loud. We can't even get to Jake Plummer because our standards are Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch. And again, some of those guys they moved on a little too quickly from because they're young, like Paxton Lynch. And I'm not saying that that would have worked out. But there's plenty of guys that they just, the timing is not right. Don't bring Joe Flacco in here. Don't bring Case Keenum in here. Don't bring Teddy Bridgewater in here. If it ain't Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, you better be drafting a quarterback. You got to be done with that. So that's my resolution for the Broncos is to stop with this quarterback expectations of mediocrity. You have 3 games left, Drew Lock. You are either special in 3 games or you're done. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited, but I'm telling you, my standards are high. If he throws for 250 yards, a touchdown and a pick and fumbles, ain't going to cut it. You got to have 3 flawless games. And that's what you should expect. Because if you have that with your quarterback, you're going to start winning games. It's time to get back to that. How about for CSU? For Colorado State? I'm just going to say overall Colorado State. New Year's resolution for them is to open up the doors. Continue to build on the excitement. Basketball does that. Football was locked up. Steve Adazio locked this program up. Meaning fans didn't get to see what you were all about. As much as he preached you were building bricks back there, building brick by brick, for all we know, you were literally building a house with Ryan Stonehouse. Because he's a builder. Like, open up. Continue to do what we've seen with Jay Norvell's crew on Twitter and open it up to the fans. Get them excited. They want to buy in so badly, but none of this secretive stuff. You don't know. You're not a real football fan. Because you won't educate us then. Let us know what you're doing. Continue opening that door to the world of media, which we appreciate, right? To the fans and more. Meaning open up practice. For the Nuggets, New Year's resolution. I'm going to say this. Michael Malone, I don't need you to make points all the time in your games. I need you to just kind of swallow your pride. And if, you know, last night when you're down 10, you cut it to 10. 5 minutes left. You don't need to throw all the starters in. Just throw Nikola Jokic back in and see what happens. Swallow your pride. You don't always need to be teaching a lesson out there on the floor if you don't like the effort from your starters. You had a chance. I thought if you put Joker back in down 10, you maybe get close. You maybe pull in and get that thing within 5 or so and make this thing give this thing a real shot. As for the Buffs, CU Buffs collectively. Basketball, you're a young team. Tad Boyle, New Year's resolution for you. Do the same things you've always been doing. But as for Carl Durrell, these Buffs have yet to capture any real consistent magic for a very, very long time. You have to find a way to compete in the Pac-12. Defensively, you were there, but you couldn't find a quarterback. They have to look deep and figure out if Lewis is the guy going forward or if they need to be looking elsewhere for the quarterback position. He got better, but this team's not going to do anything in the Pac-12 next year if they cannot get that offense rolling consistently. They were historically bad at the beginning. So you have to take a deep, hard look in the mirror at yourself and your franchise, your program, and say, man, how do we get a quarterback that can deliver some more excitement going forward? How about the UNC Bears? Ed McCaffrey and company? Steve Smiley, I'm kind of lumping them all together. What I want to see from UNC is to continue to find Colorado guys, especially on the football side, local guys, local kids. Because win or lose, fans will support you locally. That's what you have to see. I don't think UNC, I mean, historically, UNC's done all right. They get some players. They've had some, definitely some names in the area. And I don't have a problem with out of state. I don't have problems with that at all. Sometimes those are the guys that can help you carry it. But just make that effort every single year to find four or five local guys that are going to come in here and really help out. As for the Avs, I know I'm not a big Avs guy, but I'm just going to say it. 2 years in a row, you've been favored to win this, to win it all, to win the Stanley Cup. You gotta, yeah, you're right. Choking. That's the New Year's resolution. They have to live up to that hype because you only have so many windows. And I know we're on a COVID watch right now, but there's only so many windows in this when you can say you're a championship caliber team, and you have to take advantage of that. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Dixon on the Pro Bowl. Nobody wants to play in it anymore. And then they changed the rules, so there really is no tackling, and people don't even want to sniff getting hurt. Yeah, why even have the game? He said, Chris Brady, maybe some contracts are increased by Pro Bowl selection. Think the game is stupid. Bet you 50% of selections don't attend. Happy holidays. Did Angel watch the game that CSU couldn't play? I don't know. He's still there. I'm sure he did. 22 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, Broncos Raiders. Must win if you even want to think about the playoffs. What's it going to take? We'll talk about it next.
Hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
Twenty-seven minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Do want to thank, honestly, our sponsors are what makes this thing go. So if you guys support the if you like the program, if you like KFK, these shows that you're listening to, these high school broadcasts, our broadcasts of UNC, our daily programs, you name it, all made possible because of our sponsors and what they do in this community. In the Northern Colorado community, year in and year out. And so I do, you know, if you love the whole show, take some time to think about these sponsors and support them. I'm like, On the Rocks Liquor. They've been with us since we started this show. Perfect for the holiday weekend coming up. Norfolk Iron and Metal. No Limit Collectibles. Like I said, they got spots. Stop by now and pick up those last-minute collectibles, those last-minute ideas. You know, great people that have been with us from the very beginning. Rev Chiropractic, fairly new sponsor, but they're helping people. They're changing people's lives. They've really helped me. Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, same kind of deal, right? They're helping people throughout the community. The GOAT, one of our newest sponsors to the program. The best sports bar around. Stop by today. You know what? Family's coming into town. You don't want to cook tonight. Got Christmas Eve coming up. Stop by the GOAT. Watch some games. You got the Nuggets rolling tonight. You got Thursday Night Football, which we're going to be getting to Thursday Night Special coming up. We're not throwing all the bells and whistles on it because it was kind of a crazy week for us here. But we're going to get the Thursday Night Special coming up. And if you follow the whole show at all, and Dixon, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You already know who I'm picking. You already know who I'm picking tonight. So that's why we didn't really bother with all the bells and whistles. But Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Norfolk Iron and Metal. I mean, you sponsors are what allow us to do this on a regular basis. We want to thank Red Wing Shoes joining forces with us now. Red Wing Shoes sponsors our new Player of the Week idea. Each week, I look at local players that we follow, from the pros to college, and we name a Player of the Week. So far, it's been two CSU Rams and one UNC Bear. Can Nikola Jokic earn one tonight? Maybe, because CSU's not playing. CU didn't play Kansas. And no UNC this weekend. So Who's going to hurt? Basically, it's on this Nuggets game tonight. Or Avs. Could do that. For Red Wing Shoe, sponsor that. We have that available at our website now, thewholeshow.com. You can go check out the list of players of the week each and every week. These sponsors make it happen. So if you're a hooligan, if you're listening to this, you're a hooligan. If you're a Hall of Famer, you know what to do. Stop by these businesses. Call these businesses. Say, hey, thank you guys for keeping live and local radio rolling. We talk about the sports that matter to you guys. You know, and I think we provide a variety, too. We're not hammering one topic for 2 hours. And so if you, we wanted to really make a Northern Colorado sports show. So go support these sponsors that make that possible. Meanwhile, I'm looking forward to this game. Denver, Vegas, in Vegas. Woo-hoo! It's going to be tight, man. Both teams kind of in the playoff hunt. Kind of similar. They both started the season 3-0. They've had their rough patches. But here they square off at this stage. And loser probably is out, right? Loser this game is pretty much out. And now you look at it and it all rides on for the Broncos, Drew Lock. Drew Lock's had an interesting career so far for the Broncos, drafting him in the second round, and you're thinking, man, is this guy going to get it going? Loses his starting job to Teddy Bridgewater. Drew Lock started his career by being a backup to Joe Flacco, or like a third string, and then kind of moved up. As we all know, got those last few games, looked great. Then he starts last season, looked awful. Can we get, what version of Drew Lock are we going to get? Pat Shurmur said, man, Drew Lock can flat out rip that football. He also went on to say he's not perfect yet, but we got 2 more days to get him there. I think there's going to be fireworks on Sunday, folks. Seriously. I think Drew Lock is absolutely going to light it up. I think you're going to see this offense moving up and down the field like we haven't seen all season. And I think the Broncos are going to walk away with this thing. I think they're going to beat the Raiders on Sunday. But you got to have the defense be special, too. Hey, do they come out with a chip on their shoulder with no real Pro Bowlers? Like I said, I don't know about Simmons as much. Patrick Surtain, I'm throwing out there. He should have been a Pro Bowler. That guy, as a rookie, is unbelievable. He does not look like a rookie. This one's going to be fun. See if the Broncos can survive to live one more day, or if we're talking about them and their best draft spot that they could be in. If they lose to the Raiders on Sunday, then the odds, I think all the odds go away. I mean, again, there's a playoff meeting tonight, really, when you look at the playoff standings. You got Tennessee's 9-5. If Tennessee loses, you know, it really mixes. Look at all these 8-6 teams. Cincinnati 8-6, Indy 8-6, Chargers 8-6, Bills 8-6, Ravens 8-6, Pittsburgh 7-6. So if Denver can win, I mean, again, the thing that you need to root for is pretty much just everybody in the AFC losing. That's going to give you your best chance. Just root for any AFC team to lose. But Tennessee right now sitting in third place. You got the Chiefs holding down that number one spot and getting that first round bye, at least at this stage. Patriots right behind them at 9-5. Tennessee at 9-5. Cincy at 8-6. That's your top four, your divisions. And then the Colts, Chargers, and Bills would be in those final wild card spots. And although Denver is 13th, they are still very much in the thick of this thing. However, you need a lot to happen. You need teams to lose. You need the Colts to lose. You need the Chargers to lose. And you've got the Chargers, obviously, and then you could have the tiebreaker over them. So that one's not as big, but it'd be nice if the Bills would lose. The Ravens and the Steelers have the tiebreaker over you. The Raiders have the tiebreaker over you. You can handle that business right now. It's an unlikely, I mean, the chances are unlikely. But as long as you beat the Raiders on Sunday, you give yourselves an opportunity. 35 minutes after the hour. Thursday night special coming up, short and sweet for you. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, Thursday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Making a pick with you. This pick is yours. So choose me right. This pick is yours. So please be right. Hello, fortune. Goodbye, reason. She's wearing the lock so loud and proud. She's my steady. I'm her man. I'm gonna pick right all I can. This pick is yours, so choose me right. This pick is yours, so please be right.
Little throwback there to the wonderful Colfax A Million with the Thursday night special music. Yes, yes, it's a... Boy, that's a classic there. That was a classic. Those were Cole's heyday. That was Cole's heyday, man. What do you think, Michael? You going to put something together like that for us?
Sure.
You can sing, right? I've heard you sing. I mean, don't tell Cole this, but Cole's not exactly Frank Sinatra, right? But he made that amazing thing. That had a little number right there. Changed people's lives, man.
Compared to me, Cole is Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Do not want to hear me sing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna take your word for it.
I was singing, and I'm pretty sure that's why we are in a drought right now.
Yeah, probably so.
I've angered the gods.
Here's the deal. I didn't go all in on production for this pick tonight, because if you guys follow the whole show, Dixon, tell the class why I have no choice tonight. Can you please? Can somebody tell the class why I have no choice tonight? Because who's playing? The Tennessee Titans. This is now a written whole show rule that says I have to pick Tennessee when it comes to a pick type game. If it's Thursday night game or when we go into the playoffs and I make my picks for the playoffs, which I will, I have to pick the Tennessee Titans. That is just the way it is because was it last year or the year before that? The Broncos were set to play the Titans in that first game of the season. And I said, there's no way Denver's losing that game. And if Vic Fangio would have actually managed the clock like he was supposed to, they probably would have won. I don't know, but still, they would have come closer. But because the Titans won that game, I say, well, and I said, if the Broncos lose, I'm so confident in the Broncos winning that I would never pick against the Titans again when it came to me actually looking at their games. I don't pick every game, so if it's a game that involves the Titans that I am picking, yes, I have to pick the Tennessee Titans. So there you have it. I am taking Tennessee to win. I'm not even taking the points. I'm going all in. Tennessee's going to win this game tonight based on the fact that I have to say that. Oh, boy. Eastside Chris, does Colfax receive compensation for playing his song? No, he does not, because he signed a contract here years ago that said anything you create is now within the KFKA walls is now the property of 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, don't you also have his soul in a jar in your office?
Yep, I sure do. A lot of people don't know this, and I'm just going to open the curtain a little bit. Colfax still works at KFKA. He just his position and timing and everything else that he's got going on outside of KFK does not allow him to be producing 12 to 2 o'clock every single day. It's the way it is sometimes. But so we still love Colfax. We still hang out with Colfax. He was at the Christmas party. So just a little tidbit there, opening up the curtain.
Yeah, I saw him for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you went back into your cave.
Well, I went back into this room.
You were producing a UNC game, but let's face it, you would have been in your cave no matter what.
You know what? It was a Christmas party at the arena because, boy, did the Bears clobber Northern New Mexico.
So you were pretty, like, optimistic, very positive after that game, after the UNC game, because you were like, man, I've not seen the Bears work a team like that in a while. So that must give you hope that this Bears team's going to make some noise once they – get into full-on conference play. They are 2-0. They did beat the Montanas in their first two games in the conference.
I certainly hope so. I mean, I've been producing their games for a while. I don't recall them ever being ahead by, I think at one point it was 43 or something.
Mm-hmm, man.
I mean, I remember them playing.
And without Dalen Kuntz.
Yeah. Well, I remember them playing, you know, preseason games against cupcakes like Johnson and Wales. But they were really, really on it. Like, their shooting percentage was great. Jerry kept calling, three-pointer, it's good, three-pointer, good. Mm-hmm. And I'm going,
this team,
how is this possible?
I'm telling you, man, this team, when it's hitting those threes, it's going to be, it's crazy. Dixon chair dancing on Thursdays just ain't what it used to be without Colfax. That is, I'm telling you, that is a challenge to you, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th. I need you to bring the Thursday night special magic back. Can you recapture that magic? Can you do that?
I'm no Colfax.
Yeah, but you are Michael. You are Michael Kirkpatrick, the 467th. We're going to come up with something new because this is our last football Thursday night special, right? So the question is, Hulligans, do we recharge it for the new year with basketball games and hockey games, baseball games? I think we could, but we're going to have to come up with something unique. And boy, for us to do that, I mean, we're radio guys. We're supposed to be creative, but it could be a challenge. Could be a challenge for us. Power to Play Sports poll question is available at thewholeshow.com. What would be the best Christmas gift for you as a sports fan? Broncos making the playoffs, Buffs go dancing, Rams go dancing, Bears go dancing, Nuggets make it to the NBA Finals, Avs to win the Stanley Cup, or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson to come to the Denver Broncos. One of them, not both. That would be silly.
Go Broncos.
So the Avs are winning this thing easily. Well, no, they're only up by 4%. Avs to win the Stanley Cup, 20%. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson to the Broncos sitting at 16%. So not as many people excited about the Broncos' playoff chances as they are the potential Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers to Denver. There you have it. 47 minutes after the hour. We're going to wrap up the show on the other side. Let's look at what's on the tube tonight. Other than the Titans' guaranteed victory over the 49ers, what else is on? We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKF.
Bears basketball and the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Thanks again for being with us. Guys, it's been a wonderful year. 2021, I know there's a lot of things that haven't gone right in 2021, dating back to 2020. But you know what? As far as our radio family here, our listener family, the staff that we've brought on, Brian Gary joining us, the good afternoon guy, Jerry Schimmel, doing wonderful games, and really just our regular programming scale from 6 to 5 p.m., man. I mean, Mornings with Gail, NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint, Clark and the Coach with Coach Bruce Dick, the legendary basketball coach. I mean, we've had a wonderful lineup here. We absolutely love it. And, of course, our game coverage, Clark Johnson with football and basketball and coming up with baseball not too far off. And, you know, just really our programming. Nobody does live and local like we do in this area of Northern Colorado. You know, sports, news, and entertainment, that's what we're about. So we appreciate you guys following us, following the program, staying involved through all of it, and sticking with us as a Hulligan. You know, we've grown this program of ours over the last few years, and we just appreciate all of your texts, you know, following us on our social media page, the podcast downloads. The show is podcasted immediately after the program airs here on KFK. You and your grandma can do a podcast now. That's how easy it is to do a podcast. It is hard, and I'll say this for all of us here at this radio station, to get up every single day and put on a radio show every single day like clockwork. We're not like, hey, those blog sites, they're like, you know what, I'm thinking about doing a podcast today. It's been about 7 days. That's not us. You're going to get us at our best every single day, every single hour, and we appreciate you following us and downloading our podcast. We are a podcast network. We are a radio station. All of that wrapped up into one. So again, appreciate it from all of us here at the station, from the whole show to you guys out there. We just wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff that goes with it. And be safe. Have a great time. What's on tonight, man? Let's sit down and watch. Obviously, we got bowl games rocking and rolling. You got Thursday night football between Tennessee and San Francisco. Both have it's a big game for both teams. Tennessee 9-5 trying to hold on to their spot in the AFC. San Francisco's been making a climb. Kittle's been fantastic. You have Nuggets tonight, too. Denver playing host to Charlotte and still at 500. Can they make a move? Can Denver make a move within the next week? By the time I come back, you know, in the new year, January 3rd, will we be talking about this Denver Nuggets team finally starting to put some distance between themselves and that 500 record? That's the thing of it, though. They're right in the mix of this. The first three teams, you know, they're rolling. But, yeah, I think this team could pull away, but they got to have help. Who is it? Is it Aaron Gordon? Is it Will Barton? Who's going to be the Robin to Nikola Jokic's Batman in the new year? And I'm looking at Aaron Gordon. He's got to step up. That's going to do it for us, folks. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night, Northern Colorado.